Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Well, it's the beginning of a new calendar year, and that means that we've been inundated with predictions of all sorts, ranging from what bills will pass Congress this year, if any, who will be the top-earning movie stars, what team will win the Super Bowl or the World Series, and what country will win one world championship or another. There are also an assortment of tech predictions by an assortment of pundits of one stripe or another. Will there be an Apple wristwatch? What sort of new smartphones will show up? That kind of stuff. There's no point in polluting the airwaves with any more predictions at this point. But what might be interesting is to look at some tech trends, and a great way to do that is to look at IBM's 5 in 5 list, a discussion of 5 tech trends that will affect our lives in a major way within 5 years. This list is particularly interesting because, one, it's been remarkably accurate in the past, and two, it's put together by cutting-edge researchers, not by reporters or pundits. And these researchers are thinking big. This year's list is especially eye-opening because it's all about our human senses. Recall that until we discovered that apes and chimps and crows and dolphins can use tools, anthropologists used to call human beings the tool-making animal to distinguish us humans from other species. Even if we now know that we're not the only species that use tools, we certainly have developed and utilized tools to a much greater extent than any other creatures. Our tools have mostly been designed to extend and reinforce our senses and make them more effective. Pliers, for example, give us better ways to make our grip longer and stronger. Eyeglasses and telescopes and microscopes make our vision more powerful. Microphones and amplifiers make our voices carry farther, and so on. And this functionality is embedded in our everyday language. The word television, for example, means far-seeing, and telephone, of course, means far-sound. Our electronic and digital technology, like our physical tools, extend our senses as well. In a sense, pardon the pun, that's just what this year's 5 technological trends identified by IBM focus on. We all know that computers can be much more efficient than our human memories and can compute much faster than our brains. But there are certain things that computers can't do, like feel the touch of a fabric or make up a tasty new recipe, because computers can't taste. Those kinds of things are the exclusive domains of human beings, right? Well, maybe not for much longer if the IBM researchers are correct. Take the sense of taste. How does taste work, anyway? At its most basic level, taste is a function of chemical molecules and our neural responses to those molecules. Thousands of taste buds on our tongues react to the chemicals that are in the foods we put in our mouths, and different taste buds tell us if something is sweet, bitter, sour, salty, and, since 1985, umami, which we might describe as savory. There's no reason in theory that computers could not analyze the chemical components in a material, whether salmon or sweet tea, label those chemical components as sweet or sour or salty or whatever, analyze how those foods have been combined in the past by looking at large databases of recipes, and, using inductive reasoning, make new, original recipes. Now, before you express disdain, recall that Watson, a supercomputer, not only understood the questions on Jeopardy, but beat the best of the best of the human Jeopardy champions. The IBM researchers explain the potential recipe-making process in these words. Quote, "The system analyzes foods in terms of how chemical compounds interact with each other, the number of atoms in each compound, and the bonding structure and shapes of compounds. Coupled with psychophysical data and models on which chemicals produce perceptions of pleasantness, familiarity, and enjoyment, the end result is a unique recipe, using combinations of ingredients that are scientifically flavorful." End quote. Well, even supposing that's true, Why would scientists be spending time trying to make a computer figure out new recipes? That seems like a rather silly endeavor. Aside from the ongoing human tendency to want to be able to do whatever it's possible to do, there are a number of important potential applications. We've recently seen articles in newspapers, for example, chronicling the dissatisfaction with new USDA regulations about making school lunches more nutritional, replacing potato chips with broccoli, for example. A lot of that nutritious food is winding up in waste bins because students simply don't like the taste of it. Suppose that a computer added nutrition as one of the things it had to take into account when designing recipes, in addition to how taste works. The result could be good-tasting, nutritious food that people would happily eat in institutions ranging from schools to hospitals to prisons to airplanes, at least on those few flights where food is still served. And, of course, in our own private kitchens. There's no reason why computer-generated recipes could not also take into consideration dietary restrictions, such as food allergies or limitations based on religious or philosophical beliefs. Is this likely to happen tomorrow? No. How about in 5 years? Well, IBM is betting it will. And after seeing computers beat human chess masters and Jeopardy champions, we may want to think twice before betting against the possibility that computers can grok taste. There are 4 more human senses, of course, and the 5 in 5 years trends looks at those as well. And so will we, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.